Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Look at that, we're starting literally, and you're eating.
Mouthful of chocolate.
Yeah, just
mouthful of chocolate.
Translate that. That was a mouthful of chocolate from PJ Gallagher. What do you like? I mean,
you're living up
to that billing we had on the show for you a couple of weeks back about the hungriest black hole in the universe.
Yes, the biggest consumer of matter in the known universe, you were saying.
40 times the norm.
Yeah.
That's fairly accurate.
I'm getting there. Jeez, I'm bursting down my trousers these days. I mean, absolutely bursting through them, yeah.
You see, I mean, I've known people with sweet tooths. Like,
yeah, yeah, you know I know. I mean? No, this is a problem. I think it's like an actual disorder, I think.
I wonder, I'm starting to wonder, yeah, because, I mean, you, like, it's, I mean, and he turns around to somebody in the job earlier today and went, nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's not like I haven't tried to stop.
What you actually said was, there's nothing anybody can do about it.
There isn't.
And so, yeah, no, honestly, all the medical science and everything came together and they said, no, there's nothing you can do about it.
They fucking did. I asked doctors and everything. I says, why can't I stop this? I don't know. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
It's just the way it is.
I'm telling you, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. I even asked psychiatrists. I says, what's going on here? I'm gone mad. I can't stop myself. He was like, there's nothing we can do about it. He didn't say that. He said, he says, have you gone for a blood test? Is what he said when I told him.
Why?
Because I told him how much chocolate I was eating, and he went, mother of Jesus. He didn't say that either, but I could see that's what he wanted to say.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, have you tried kind of, I don't know, radical things like just not buying it?
Ah, yeah, that's like saying, you wouldn't say to a heroin fella, come here.
You wouldn't say to a heroin fella.
You wouldn't say, have you tried not doing that? Or to a sculling of the pints 24 hours a day fella. Would you not have some broccoli instead? You have to be more realistic, more practical in your approach. You don't just say.
Just as a matter of interest, you know the way, speaking of 20 pints a day and heroin, by the way, I don't even know how to do a disclaimer for that. Always drink responsibly and don't do
and
drugs.
And never do heroin.
Whatever, yeah. Yeah. So, but like, is there an equivalent for Sweetaholics Anonymous or something?
I don't know, there should be. I'm not even messing, I think there should be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could do it.
Like, can you go to a support group for
there should be
chocolate fiends or
there
whatever is, it is
there really should be. I know people like myself, we're desperate, geez, bursting out of everything, you're miserable and you'd be miserable. You'd eat three boxes of chocolates and you'd enjoy it when you're doing it now. Oh god, you'd love it. By Jesus, you look. But then you're miserable after it, you know.
Are you miserable though?
Oh, well, no.
You've never seen miserable.
I'm still eating! Didn't I tell you it's fun when you're doing it?
It's only when to stop, is it?
It's only when to stop. And that's the day. I have to prolong it now. The misery.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to keep eating the chocolates.
Come here.
I gotta have a box in front of
me. Is there a methadone equivalent of, you know, for chocolate? No, the way people have methadone as a...
I think they recommend fruit, don't they? Because you're still consuming
fruit
sugar.
Fruit is the methadone of chocolate, isn't
it? I think it is, yeah. Because it's not as bad for you, obviously, it being bananas and all. But it's also loaded with sugar.
Right.
So they try and do it that way, you know, smoothies and all.
Yeah.
But there's a reason that you don't get them in the first place.
By the way, can I just point out
apples and bananas. Fruit is shite, isn't it?
Sometimes it depends. I'm not a massive fruit. I do like
it's great for flavouring
banana stuff or the odd time or whatever. But I'm not a big fruit eater. But I will say to you, the one I will give to you, right, is that, you know, that when people say eat fruits or whatever, and they say it's like they've dreamt up these ingenious ways of helping you feel like you're having sweets, but you're not.
I know.
So, for example, I remember being told once, you know what you can do? You can actually get grapes, right? And you can put them in the freezer.
And
then you have them, and they're like hard-boiled sweets. It's like having a bar. Now, I'm going to tell you something, right? They are not.
They're not like that at all.
When you put a grape in a freezer, right, and then you take it out, there's no taste. It's literally no. It's just like putting a piece of ice in your mouth. There's no taste.
Nothing. It's just shite.
Yeah.
It's like when you see people in the summer. I know everybody loves an ice lolly. Oh no, I always said, hi guys. You know, hi guys. Everybody likes an ice lolly. So, it's very high sugar content. But here's what you do. You get the ice lolly thing from the shop, you know.
Right.
And you put the sticks and you buy the sticks.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And you put watermelon and you blend up a watermelon and you put it in and you put the thing and you take it out. Do you know what else you could do? It's just eat that fucking watermelon. Because that's all you've done is reshaped it.
And at least
you've reshaped watermelon.
At least you would get the taste of watermelon.
Yeah.
When it's frozen. It's
ice.
It's exactly.
It's ice. There's no taste off of frozen water. There's a taste off an actual water. I break the fucking watermelon over your head and pass out. It's the only way not to consume. calories in that situation.
Imagine that.
Put it over a door and stand under it and open it and let it dunk you on the head.
That would be the most amazing piece of advice ever given. Yeah. Now, if you here's a little tip involving a watermelon. Hit yourself in the face with it.
Get someone to push it off a building and jump
under
it.
Are you a qualified nutritionist? Yes, I am.
I honestly am.
Trust me. Hit yourself in the face with a watermelon.
As hard as you can. Because you might as well. If you're going to make ice pops out of it.
Wow.
You know, and you do think, oh, Jesus, live a little. You know, don't get yourself a 99. Why would you get a 99 when you can get two bananas and stick a stick into them?
Yeah.
And, you know, what you're like, oh, live a little. Jesus
Christ. The one thing I will give to you as well is the fact that I do kind of sympathise. I'm not the sweet end of it.
No, you're the other end.
I'm the salt end.
You're crispers. Yeah.
I mean, if left unattended, or whatever.
I
could go through a lot of packets of crisps.
Consecutively. Yeah. You know those packets of crisps you get and it has suitable for a family of nine or something written on the back?
That's not even the first 20 minutes
of a fucking movie. It's not even, I'm not even past the fucking credits.
Yeah.
And half of them are gone.
That's true.
You know, I'm down the bottom of the bag and it still goes directed by Ridley Scott. I'm like, oh, jeepers. Yeah.
Because occasionally Yvonne will get them, you know, and she'll take one out, or you take the bag out, whatever, bring it over to the couch or whatever. And I'm kind of looking at her as if to say, are you not having any?
Yeah.
It's a sharing bag.
Yeah, yeah.
But mine is, right, okay.
Oh, you get aggrieved that her hand keeps coming in. You're there, did you not get your own? It's just a bag for nine. It's a bag for me. It's my bag.
Yeah. And then, I do get that the other thing as well you said is when, you know, like when you finished off one of them, it's a sharing bag or whatever, suitable for four people or whatever it says. And then you've gotten to the end, you're literally licking the crumbs out of the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Putting the bag over your face, turn it into a drain so you can pour them.
And you suddenly feel, and then you feel, I'm disgusting. I'm a disgusting person. I am.
And then what do you do? You go, I'm going to eat the other bag now, I might as well.
Might
as well eat a bag for 18.
You know what I use chocolate and sweets for? Literally to stop me having more crisps. Honest
You're
to God,
joking.
I swear to God, if I feel I'm going to go mad on the crisps, I'm already three bags in and it could get out of hand. I'll go and have a bit of chocolate and that'll take the... I won't want any more salty stuff after that.
See, that's... I'd never be... If I had six packets of biscuits in the house, I'd get through five and go, fuck, I have to stop. I'm going to die. I'm going to actually die. And then I'd say, I'll eat some crisps now just to take the edge off it. And then I'd eat the crisps and then I'd just finish all the biscuits anyway. I'd still eat the six pack. I can't help it. I literally cannot help it.
You are the hungriest black hole in the universe.
I am a dirty, horrible bastard. And I can't help it.
I wouldn't go that far now.
Absolutely. Oh, it's unreal. Yeah, unreal. Even stuff that's bought for the kids. You know those things, they're not even chocolate. They're biscuits made to look like chocolate biscuits. And then Kelly be there going, where's the baby biscuits? So I eat them. You ate the baby biscuits, yeah. The ones that say suitable from 6 months up to a year. Yeah, I'm after eating them. I don't want to hear about it.
Mind you, I do have to say that one of your greatest ever confessions is when you're feeding the kids.
Yeah.
You know, when you're feeding the kids or whatever and kids being kids, naturally, they don't necessarily want to do it at the time you want to do it.
Yeah, they're totally disrespectful.
Yeah, and they flick their hand out and they knock stuff away.
They just pick it up and throw it onto the ground.
Yeah, and all that sort of stuff.
They do that thing where they rub it all off onto the ground instead of picking it up.
And of course, what do you do?
I'm like, fuck's sake, I'm after spending ages doing that, so I just sit in the ground and eat it all day.
Off the ground.
Yeah,
baby food.
Yeah,
not baby food, but food for your young.
Or I pull up the bean bag and sit next to it and just pick it off the ground eating it. Well, they didn't throw on the ground.
Do you ever have that moment where you sort of go outside your body looking at yourself eating food off the
ground? Eating meatballs out of the corners of the room. You know, a spider did shite yesterday.
I'm thinking, this probably looks a bit sad.
Yeah, yeah. Cold pasta raviolis full of bits. You know,
hair and fluff on it and everything.
Yeah, rubbing it off your jumper and then putting it in your mouth. Yeah. Every day I do that. Every day I do some version of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a very... But may I say, and in fairness to you, like, you're not, you know, you look well.
Well, you see me by Christmas.
But you have the weirdest, most dysfunctional... Because I remember during the course of the years that I've known you, there was a time you were hardcore.
If a fish into my diet and everything, yeah. You know, oh, it was very good, it was very good.
You'd be the kind of fucker to go out looking for low-fat broccoli. Do you have the low-fat broccoli?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tasty. I'll just put some paprika on it. I'll work it all out. Like make it tasty, yeah.
Yeah, you were a proper hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're into it, like... it's a very different world.
I had chocolate cravings, like get up and just walk for put some music on, walk for half an hour.
Yeah.
God, feel good about it. Come back and eat a chicken biscuit or whatever the hell they make for fit people. They've forgotten how to do it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and that'll be it. But now, you're joking.
Yeah.
Now I just go, geez, I'd love an ice cream. I had a fucking ice cream shop down the road for me. Yeah. I can't, have I gone past it once in 4 months, one day? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is have I fuck? I have absolutely devoured at least 30 litres of ice cream in the last 3 months. Yeah.
So basically,
it's
you're
unbelievable. I'm going to die.
Yeah. Your day is split up into basically eating and then
feeling bad about
wasted time.
Yes, and then feeling bad about it.
Time I should be eating.
And then cooking healthy food for babies that I will eventually eat on top of all the other stuff from the floor.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's quite there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the best thing about you as well, as you've confessed yourself.
I wish I was an alcoholic. It'd be a lot easier.
At least the pub's closed. For
Yeah. You can't buy chocolate or you can't buy drink until whatever. Half ten.
At least even all whatever places it is.
You think, oh no. Well, they're going to put a Turkish delight bar. I'll be like George Best. I'll be walking into the centre and we're not serving you.
Oh yeah, imagine that.
We've seen you. Yeah, we were warned. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. People have. Yeah, Kelly rang. Said I'm not allowed.
Oh yeah,
not
come on. There must be something no one wants. Even a wafer thing with raisins in it or something.
Yeah, you know those ones that are imitations of other sweets and all.
I'll be standing outside. It'd be like the opposite of
any out of date stuff. Have you any out of date stuff?
Yeah, it'd be like the opposite of when you were a kid outside an off license asking older boys. I'd be asking kids. You couldn't go in there, boys. A packet of jelly babies. Stay there for you.
Will you get a large bag of Hardy Balls?
Yeah, yeah. Will you? Yeah, yeah. A Pepsi and a large bag of Haribo's and some of them mini Cornettos. There's 30 of them in the bag.
Oh my God. That'd be mad. Kid going home to their parents.
Oh God.
A weird man stopped me out. What did he do? Did he touch you? What did he do?
Yeah, no,
did he show it?
Don't take sweets from men. No,
he was asking me to buy
them. He gave me money. I bought a load of sweets for him.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now watch out for the weird lad that asks you to go and buy sweets.
Go and buy sweets for him. Don't be talking to him.
Yeah,
he's harmless.
You'd be the complete opposite of the typical stereotype of a lad who tries to entice a kid into his car with sweets. You'd be the lad stopping cars. Going, is there any sweets in that car?
Yeah,
there?
Get out of me car and buy me some sweets. The exact opposite of a predator. Oh, the exact opposite, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best ever. Because the weird thing is, it used to be that your food thing was... Well, actually, I suppose I never really realised the sweet tooth thing.
Oh, it's the
until
worst.
Relatively recently.
It used to
be a question of, like, if you were eating with Kelly or dining out with somebody else or whatever, it was about, can I get finished first?
So I can finish yours as well. I still do that. Oh, that's not gone. I love the way you were like, that used to be a thing. No, that's still very much a thing.
So it's not, one thing hasn't replaced the other.
No. That's just very much, just I get to go out less now than ever. So it's more sweet stuff now than ever.
Yeah.
Because since babies came along, you don't really get out.
Right.
Oh no, but that's still the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat all that? Yeah, I'm working on it. But I know you're not going to eat it all. I know you're not going to. You're saying
I don't leave it till it's cold, because then I won't enjoy it as much.
I'll get more out of that now than you will later. I'm just saying that now. You're not going to finish it. It's going cold now. You're talking shit here. If you just start eating to the point, you know, and I'll eat what we all know you're not going to eat. I'll have that now. It's more enjoyable for everybody.
Yeah. I'm saving you from yourself.
Now, it's my food. Why you eat so fast? Because that's the way I fucking eat. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what I like to do. Yeah.
So have you...
I'm going to be waiting 50 minutes on a cheesecake here, you know, if you don't hurry up.
Yeah,
you know, they're not going to bring me my cheesecake till you're finished pretending to eat this pizza. So come on, let's get moving.
Just realised that now. So you'd be calling the staff over going, listen, I know she's only on a starter, but can I get my dessert now?
Is there any chance of a pre-cheesecake while she's still doing pretending to eat that pizza? Is there any chance? Because this is taking forever.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so you'll morph into the other way they used to say about the alcoholics that have, you know, sneaky ones at the bar while they'd be ordering around to bring back to a table. They'd
have a
sneaky whiskey or something
at
the bar.
Yeah, like that.
You'll be walking up going kind of, I need to go up and say, I just need to get more salt off them. Walking up there and
he's
going,
not after
you don't have
a
burger under there, do you?
Just stick it in your mouth, man. I'm going to throw me back, just put it in my pocket. Imagine, what? Just put the burger in the
pocket. Walk back to the table. PJ, is that a burger in your pocket? Hey, but you know what? You steady.
Yeah. I mean, they go,
sorry, yes, it is.
I'll have a cheesecake early if you don't. Could you just bring it into the toilet and go for a minute? Like, what? Just bring a cheesecake into the toilet 5 minutes.
Yeah. For just don't ask questions. Yeah. There's a few quid in it for you.
Look,
right?
Yeah.
Cubicle two, right?
Cubicle two. Don't let anyone in there to have a shy.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With InsureMyCars.ie.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Now listen, if you're somebody who's into a good spy thriller, you know, a good spy movie, good spy novel, good whatever, that sort of espionage, or real life true crime sort of stuff, you know, good sort of spy, good espionage. James Bond-esque.
What? Well, there's been an amazing story.
Check this out.
Espionage is your thing. A suspected Russian spy feared to have been whacked by Vladimir Putin may have been a top secret Kremlin security guard. Believe it or not, this is in the paper today. The bloodied corpse of the spy who has been named Vladimir, Beluga Vladimir, has been found. Strange name, you might think. Well, yes, it is, because the spy in question is indeed a whale.
A beluga whale.
A beluga whale. Called
and he was whacked by Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, they reckon he had done with him for whatever reason. We don't know exactly what happened, but we do believe he was a spy for Russia because he was wearing a camera on his head and it was held on with a harness that was had the words Equipment St. Petersburg written on it. Yeah, they reckon he could have been recruited as part of a security patrol and he used his
They recruited this whale?
Yeah. A member of the sub-Aqua
security patrol. They must have had something on him. They
patrol.
Must have had some sort of blackmail thing on him.
They definitely.
That they were able to recruit him.
Yeah, he was probably caught messing around with dolphins over in the local club or something. And blackmailed him into
becoming part of the what? The sub-Aqua
security patrol.
There's one of them.
Who knew? Who knew?
Does it say, is there anybody else like? Do they? Is it like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Like, is there sort of different? Do they all have? Is there one whale, one octopus, one?
We just don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. I love the idea of the whale being the spy, though. So he's like sitting in a cafe, trying to look like a human, wearing a hat,
a trench coat.
He's got a newspaper with two holes cut out to hide his non-human face, and he's looking at people. And someone comes over to swap a bag with him, you know.
Yeah.
Some cold word where there's like, the fish swim to the east in this time of year. And he goes... that is the... He goes,
a spy whale.
A spy whale. Yeah, a spy whale.
Brilliant. I mean, I suppose it's a natural extension, really. When you think about the amount of, you know, this famous thing, war horse, you know, horses and whatever they say to celebrate their role in the war. Pigeons.
There's a hero pigeon of World War II.
Absolutely. Been awarded medals.
Yeah.
Now we have a spy whale.
Now we have a spy whale. And it's very serious. Jennifer Shaw, who's director of an upcoming BBC Two documentary about this whale. This is coming up. It's called Secrets of the Spy Whale. Could have thought of a better name. But
they're making a documentary on this lad.
Yeah, and she says Vladimir had shown every sign of being recruited as part of the sub-Aqua team.
Incredible.
And she reckons she's going to get to the bottom of it.
Literally.
Right to the bottom.
Yeah. I suppose that is one of the advantages of having an underwater spy is the fact that, you know, you could. Meeting in secret's easy. So, you know, meeting on land, a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if he had to pick something up from a drop box, you know, at the back of a car park or something... More awkward.
Yeah, tell me what you saw. I can tell you what I saw. I have video footage. Did you get it? Unfortunately, I don't have opposable thumbs. It makes life a little bit difficult. But I did get a picture of it.
Drawbacks. It also begs the question, you know, what... Like, it leaves it wide open then.
Yeah.
You know, if we've had pigeons, we've had horses. Now we've got whales.
But now we've got whales. Bubble 07. That's what I'm going to call this lad. Bubble 07. Even as a soundtrack.
It's a winner, man.
Isn't it?
And what else could you kind of like?
What could you recruit?
Oh,
cats
everything.
And dogs and all. Don't forget the domestic animals.
Run of the mill there. Run
a dog. He'd be great for spying on you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
do you want to?
No one expects a dog to do the dirty.
A spy cow would be an amazing
spy
thing,
cow.
It?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me, Mr. President, why there's cow in the room? A cow? That's not a cow. That's my wife.
I mean. Oh, the old ones are the old ones.
Looks like a cow to me, sir.
I suppose it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, obviously, that they are... I assume they were spying on submarines, where they are.
Yeah,
boats and things.
The
kind
of boats
whatever.
And that along the coastline. Yeah. He wasn't there with a pair of binoculars looking at a woman in a bikini, you know. Yeah. They're going, hey,
what can you see? What can you see in the office block? Not a lot. I'm about 4 miles going, out.
They're selling cod and chips over there. I can't keep my eyes off.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. You probably know that expression, you know, the idea of prevention is better than cure. You know that saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's good advice. The idea being that, look it, rather than have to deal with a crisis, rather than having to, you know, worry how would you react in an emergency situation,
yeah.
that you actually just avoid the emergency in the first place.
That's it, you know, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're faced with an emergency and it's always, you know, be prepared, be Olaf, you know, always know what to do. Training can kick in at any time.
Right.
But then you read something that's in the paper today, in an Irish newspaper. Now, this is in Irish newspapers and in English ones as well, though. How to avoid shark attacks. I would have thought it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
In Ireland. Okay.
Really, you would have thought that your average citizen would know
yes.
instinctively how to avoid
a shark attack.
I would have
thought in two easy sentences, don't go into the water in Australia, would have done it. But apparently not. Apparently you need to know more than that.
Well, I mean, come
so
on.
So it says apparently sharks are very... It doesn't say allergic, but they don't like LED flashing lights and stuff. So when you're out on your surfboard, people of Dublin and Offaly and all, I want you to know, when you're out on your surfboard, remember, LED lights fixed to the bottom of it will help you not be eaten by a shark. So next time you're out in Lahinch and you see those great whites and the Sligo tiger sharks, oh yes, there is no, you know what I mean?
Right.
Lights on the LEDs. It's one of those things. It's like how.
So, are you saying that when we go into the water in Skerries for the dicky dip, that
yes,
we should wear protective LED lights?
No, sharks. It's just if we were to do it, but that's the thing. It's so irrelevant. No, but if we were to be doing it in shark-infested waters, we should hang LEDs off our nether region.
Shark-infested waters, again, you know, I mean, I know there is, was there basking sharks or something? Is there or something?
Basking, yeah, but they've no teeth. They're not going to harm you. Irish sharks have no teeth, right? So for a start, you're safe. They're huge, but they're not even vegetarians. They only eat them, what are they called? Plankton.
Right.
That's all they eat. So they're not going to harm you.
Okay.
It's a bit like saying, listen, if you're ever attacked by a bear on the Lewis, here's what to do. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's a very niche market, isn't it? It's a very specific story aimed
honestly,
at a very kind of specific area of people who might encounter.
If you're in the Phoenix Park and a lion gets out of the zoo and he's running towards you and you're on a bike, what would you do? It's like that. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. I used to work with a lad. And he was full of all this absolute crap. And he would say, you know, absolute crap. Honestly, we're on a building site, right?
Right.
And we're on a building site in Leakslip. And he'd be there going, if you're ever attacked by an alligator, right? What you do is, this is, he genuinely said this. An alligator pulls you under the water and it revolves anti-clockwise. So you have to stick your middle finger and your thumb in his eyes and turn them clockwise and confuse him. And you're like, are you out? Well, shut up! You know,
How did he come across this knowledge? How did he come by this knowledge? Was this self-taught?
Yeah. Seeing it on a program. It was always a seeing it on a program. No, he's one of them. If it's one of those. Loads of them. If a tiger jumps on you, you grab his paws and you push them away from each other. It's counterintuitive. And you'll burst his heart and you get a nosebleed and then you know that the tiger has been defeated. He was full of these stuff.
So he would...
The same fella, we were outside the chipper once and that Jack Russell barked at him and he ran away.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
InsureMyCars.ie. People have all sorts of different opinions on nutrition and what's good for you and
come here.
Give me all that.
Come here now and I'm going to tell you this. You cannot get it right. You can't get it right. So, for instance, you're saying nutrition and nutritionists and all that, right? So you know you go to a nutritionist for advice.
Yeah.
And you say, I can't stop eating crisps, say. I'm eating them all the time. I'm eating crisps like a madman, you know.
This sounds a bit personal now. I mean, I do eat crisps like a madman.
Right, and the nutritionist might say, yeah, bad habit, all right. Definitely a bad habit. We'll try and just... Have you tried rice cakes with yogurt on them for a while and whatever? I don't know what they say, but they give you an option, right?
Right.
Whereas I'd be like, I can't stop eating sweets. I literally can't. And they'd be like, yeah, oh, okay. Well, there's these jellies that are sugar-free. And, you know, they try...
Yeah. Well, have you tried freezing some little pieces of fruit?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And you're like, oh, live a little, you tosser. You know, so this nutritionist here, right?
Yeah.
Someone obviously caught this guy on a very bad day because they are asking him about bad habits and bad snacking habits and all. And he went off on one. And I mean went off on one.
Right.
So, for instance, someone said, I'm eating a lot of crisps. And his reaction was, well, listen, well, don't be opening the bags upside down. I'm sick of that now. People walking around, they open the bag. It's one thing eating unhealthy food, but when you're looking at someone and you can, the words are all upside down and all, you just know someone's lost all care for themselves.
Hang a second.
What's
the nutritional impact of eating
just
them upside
down? Just shut up and don't eat them upside down. And it's ended up being quite...
I don't know if that qualifies as nutrition advice.
And get this one. And see when you're drinking Coke and all that with a straw and you get to the bottom and all the... Stop it. Don't be slurping like that. Right? For a
start.
Did
you say nutrition or etiquette?
This is a nutritionist who's given out about, and it just went off on one. And yeah, mostly about... It's ended up being a lecture on...
So he doesn't care about you eating crisps, just eat them the right way up.
Yeah, yeah. And the amount of people, he goes, if I've had... So they come in, I can't stop drinking fizzy drinks, I can't stop drinking fizzy drinks. And then someone's dropped it on the ground, they open it, sprays all over themselves. What did you expect would happen? What did you expect? You open a can of fizzy stuff and it sprays all over you. I can't help you. Drink water and shut your mouth. We didn't say that last bit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
good, isn't it?
He's taking nutrition to a
get this one.
Very
do
different
me a
level.
Favor. Do me a favour, right? If you're eating a donut, a jam donut, will you point the jam hole at least into your mouth? What do you expect? You're going to eat a jam donut. You know where the jam hole is. You boil on your... It sprays out all over you. Genius, aren't you? You don't need a nutritionist. You need a new T-shirt.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
It's never good. You know, traffic incidents and stuff like that. And obviously crashes and stuff like that. Never good. There's no real upside to any of that.
Never, no, no.
And, you know, but some people are determined to try and find an upside
to
certain things.
Yeah, but there was a crash in, not even a crash, a car just sort of went off the road in Nottinghamshire on the 10th of September, right?
Mm.
Over yonder. And it was sort of parked off the road. And then over the next few days, it slid off the road.
Oh, so it didn't crash, it slid off by itself?
It depends on how do you determine a crash.
Right.
Went off the road, it got stuck, it couldn't come off. Sort of, I suppose it is a crash, isn't it?
Right.
Sometimes if you hit a lamppost, is it a crash? Or does somebody have to be in the lamppost?
No, I'd say if you hit a lamppost, that's a crash.
Right, so there you
That's
go.
Crashing
so,
into yeah, a lamppost.
A very minor crash.
Right.
But the car slid down the embankment, and it's been down there since the 10th of September, right?
Yeah.
And the locals initially were going, oh, for God's sake, it's still there, I can't believe it. I mean, why? No one does anything anymore. So what are they, you know, they're going to block the road and all this kind of crack. And now they've gone the other way. In a total, typical sort of British passive-aggressive way, they've now decided it's a tourist attraction. And they've started putting up signs to say, come see the abandoned crashed car. And now Google reviews have started to pop up around
Nottinghamshire. No way. TripAdvisor and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's one that says, took the kids and all the family to see it last week. Would highly recommend.
To see this car that slid down an embankment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Incredible. It's a blue Vauxhall. Where would you get it? Says somebody else.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, man.
The blue car. It's been nicknamed the blue car. And now they've started recommending it in pubs and everything. You know, have you seen the blue car?
Oh,
4.9 review on Google Holidays. Whatever it's called.
So yeah, you can kind of like, if you are.
Yeah.
What's the area? What's the town?
It's
or the...
Nottinghamshire. It's just outside Nottinghamshire. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
One of the reviews says it's like a modern day Stonehenge. It'll just be there forever. Aren't we so lucky? And it's like.
So you get to watch this car slowly rust or whatever, do you? Or
you see it now before it's too late, before the rot kicks in. It's something brilliant about it, isn't there?
And so are they doing this deliberately to kind of point out the fact nothing's been done?
Yeah.
Or are they just having the crack with it?
I think it's both of those things, really, isn't it? It's both of those things, yeah.
Because remember, it's a bit like, remember those people who did you say that already, the people who did that thing with the potholes?
They started spraying...
They sprayed giant willies.
To push giant willies around them, yeah.
To embarrass the council into doing something about it.
And it actually worked. They came around and filled the potholes. They were months and months and months.
Wasn't there somebody else who then made pot noodles in the potholes?
In potholes, yeah. You put massive pot noodles.
It's hard to know whether it was like just having the crack to kind of, you know, brighten it and otherwise dismal scenario.
Or if it's an actual sort of...
This will force you to take
a form
notice.
Of activism. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And another reviewer says, "I honestly haven't had this much fun in the town since somebody left a Volkswagen Golf on Breen Beach for 3 days."
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.